Alright, welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show. Episode 219, I think. Might be 220, I'm not sure. I am Chris, as always, joined by Tony.
Hello, Destiny sucks.
And Jeff. Hello. And Fozzie's, I don't know, his teeth
right here
or something. Yeah, so he's not here. So Don's come on, which is good, because Don wants to talk Destiny.
I really just want to play Destiny. I don't really want to talk Destiny.
Can we not talk about Destiny? Pretend it never happened.
Just pretend it never happened.
Like we can play the game. We can play it and enjoy it. Just pretend it never happened. Like something shameful that happened.
You have a lot of those experiences, do you?
Yeah. More so outside of gaming, but I'm just saying. That's how we should approach this.
No, let's
play
not
it.
Approach it that way. Let's not talk about it, though. Let's just play it. Let's end the podcast. Everyone go play Destiny.
I'm playing Madden, though.
Nah, you can stop playing Madden. It's pretty simple. it's like as simple Madden. As quitting the game and putting Destiny on.
But
I'm
like
floating.
Yay. So, our Destiny review went up yesterday.
Or as Don likes to refer to it, my Destiny review.
Right. Yes.
It's a solid review.
I think you should have added a little bit more. I was gonna say it, but I was like, whatever. Like, I think you should have said like the story sucks. Like, but like that's not a big deal because whatever. Like, you don't have to play it for a story. Like, I don't play Diablo for a story. But guess what? Diablo lets you skip the fucking story. Like,
yeah,
it's
that's
great.
The thing.
Player here.
Like, well, here's, like, you know, you play through the story in Diablo, but, like, you could hit skip scene, and, like, this shit, like, it makes you watch the scene, even if you've played the mission before. Like, it's...
Yep.
It's so
I can't argue with that. It's dumb. Especially
it's
considering
like
I'm one of those guys that I play the, I try and play the daily hard mission every day. So, it's one of those, I get a lot of the story, and I don't like the story. Like, I love the game. I would not give it a 5 out of 5 at all. I would give it a solid 4 because it's horrendously addicting. But
I think
it'd
be more addicting with more loot going on. Like 27 review. Like, you go play Borderlands or something, you kill a boss, and it drops like a shitload of stuff. You run around like, oh fuck yeah, you know, picking stuff up.
But
that would make it more addictive to me.
It's satisfying in like Borderlands is satisfying when you kill a boss, like it explodes. In Diablo, it explodes with loot. I think that here it's a little bit different where it's not quite, you know, an explosion of stuff, but the loot you're getting is actually, like, when Don and I were playing the missions today, we were getting, like, actual legendary loot, and it actually meant something to have that, whereas it's like, a lot of times you just get shit, and it's like,
yeah.
I don't know, I'm getting stuff here and there that is better than what I had, you know, like, that's, like, I like that, that's cool, I don't know, but...
As much as I think loot is a big portion of the game, I think my addiction is mostly just the grind, and, like, I'm a big Pokemon guy, like, I put about 700-some hours into Pokemon Diamond just to grind and build those perfect teams. I like grinding games, and I think that's the MMO aspect of it. I don't play MMOs, but from what I hear of, they are, this guy's kicking my ass. Why is he kicking my ass? What the
I think that's part of the problem with it, though, is other MMOs have a little more substance to them.
Yeah.
And, like Final Fantasy XIV, even World of Warcraft, like, there is a narrative there to kind of tie you along, and in this, it's really like, all right, just do this over and over again.
Right. Yeah.
Like, it's a shooter. It's obviously Bungie knows how to make shooters.
Right.
Right.
But they don't know how to make an MMO.
No.
And the thing that worries me a little bit about Destiny is that not only do they not know how to make an MMO, we don't know if they know how to fix an MMO. Like, it's obvious that there's a lot of potential here, that there are things they can do with it, but we don't know if they're actually capable of achieving that.
It's early. I'm saying this, and I know it's early, but they've done a good job, in my opinion, of keeping things kind of rotating fresh, as minimal as it is. I mean, they throw up a new game mode For the
I guess when you
weekends
say that,
they
we were
have.
playing the multiplayer the other day, and it stuck us on the same map 3 times in a row.
Yeah, that's dumb. But that's easily fixed. I mean, that's something that Bungie makes shooters, so you think that they should be able to fix that pretty
But you'd
easily, you
think
know?
they'd know better already.
That's true. So, I don't know. I have faith. It's been a couple weeks. I've put like 55 some hours into this game. I'm probably close to
Jeez.
60 now, and I'm still playing literally as we speak.
What level are you?
So, it's 27.
Is there what I know 20 is the quote unquote max, but what is like the
20
third
is soft
30
little
is the
cap?
cap.
Okay.
Right. Like for
And to get to
this
30,
portion of the game.
Jesus.
You need like all exotic gear.
No, yeah, you can only have one exotic piece on at a time.
Okay, so you need all legendary gears
Right.
maxed out, and that's the thing. Like once you get the legendary gear, your gear takes a while to level up.
It does. It
Like it's
takes all
not.
this like crazy, really hard to come by. That's where the grind comes in.
I do think it's a little strange though that so right now we have a we've been playing it for 2 weeks. You're full with like legendary gear and
Right.
we're 2 weeks in.
That's true. But I've put more time into this than
Yeah, I
the
mean if you're
average
putting
person, you know what I mean?
if you're putting 55 hours in, I mean
Right.
that's a lot
Not
of
what you
time.
usually get out of an MMO. I guess MMOs you could put hundreds of hours in, but
Right. Like, I mean you're talking like 40 hours, 50 hours for the base game, and then the end game starts. Like, Don and I are in the end game.
Right.
Like we
I
are.
think it's going to be a long time, man. I honestly don't see myself hitting 30 until a while. I mean, I'm about to start backing off too. I mean,
I don't see me hitting it ever.
there was one, and you have to complete raids in order to hit level 30.
Yeah, you have to do the raid.
So.
Wow, I just died very quickly.
You know what though? Like like leveling up and loot is usually what would hook me on something like this. But I think the most thrilling part of this game is just the combat. Like, I
Yeah.
also like the stakes of it because, dude, the checkpoints are so fucked that like you could be like, all right, if I die, I'm losing like the last fucking 15 minutes of what I just did. So like, dude, when your health gets low, you're like, oh fuck, 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 fuck. You're like running away, like. And once you finally beat something, you're like, oh, hell yeah. I don't know. I guess you guys are probably better at this game than me, so you're probably like, it's not that hard, but.
Now, that
Oh,
actually happened to me earlier this
I
evening.
die.
I stopped. I was like, I just lost 15 minutes of gameplay. I am going to play Madden now. Thank you.
Well, that's what I was playing. I was doing a just a regular story mission. Oh no, wait. Yeah, just a story mission by myself earlier, and I had died, and my roommate walked in. I was like, dude, if I die again, I'm fucking exiting out of this. I'm not gonna like. Fucking be that pissed at this game, you know? But I think that's a really thrilling aspect of it is because when you are in a situation like that, like, dude, you're genuinely like, oh shit, you know,
Yep.
I don't want to die right now. Like, I gotta be careful. I gotta really think about what I'm doing here. Keep running in circles.
Yeah, I've had some of the I mean, some of the most tense gameplay moments that I've had in a long time playing this game.
Yeah, for sure. For me, anyways, like, and that's all good. The gameplay is good, but like, the game itself is not like I'm playing it right now, but I guarantee you as soon as like October hits, like I don't see me playing it that much.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that I'll probably back off of it a little bit, and then when the expansions come out, I'll jump back into it, provided the
Yeah.
expansions are any good.
Yeah, and providing they don't, require you to be level 30, that would kind of suck.
I don't think they would like they have to sell this to
Everybody.
right, like they can't just be like, we're gonna, have. Oh shit, I beat this Queen's mission by myself.
Nice.
But
What'd you
it's
get?
I don't know yet.
Oh.
I still have to kill the rest of the Fallen, so I guess
Oh.
I didn't actually finish it yet. But I killed the big guy.
Nice.
Way to go.
Jesus. Right. They have to sell it to everybody though. They can't just we're going to cater to the hardest of the hardcore. I mean, I guess they could, but...
They could, but that'd be kind of dumb.
How dare they?
Yeah. I'm loving it. It's hard for me to stop playing it.
It's so weird, because, like, I've never had a game where I'm like, the gameplay is really good, except that, like, I'm not impressed by the game that much. You know what I mean? Like, it's... I don't know how to put it, but... It's like, once I start playing it...
It's structurally flawed. That's what it is.
I think that's... Yeah, it's like if there was mission variety in this, and you could skip cutscenes, I would probably like it a lot more than I do.
Well, there's only four cutscenes in the entire game.
Yeah, but you still have to watch them.
Yes, that's true. But there are only four cutscenes in the entire game, and still. You could skip one of them. So
really,
the intro one, which you only see when you start a new character.
Oh yeah, you could skip that.
Yeah, after the first time.
Oh.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, you can just press A, and it'll jump you right into the ghost.
Did they not do that for the rest of the game? Like, dude, if I go back and play an older story, why do I have to watch?
Yeah, I have no
idea. Crap.
Whatever.
And to fill you guys in, I got another legendary chess piece. So the people on the Bungie forum saying that the... armor is tied to specific missions are full of shit, because I have now run four different missions and I have gotten a chess piece three times.
Nice. Oh snap, I didn't know you could come here.
Nice. So outside of Destiny, which
don't even ask what I've been playing.
That's what I've been playing too. Destiny.
Do you guys want to hear about Disney Infinity then?
Yes.
I saw one review that said it wasn't as good as the first one.
I mean, it's okay. It's kind of the same game. What did you hear that they were kind of complaining about?
Well, the only review I saw was IGN's, and I kind of skimmed it, but I remember him saying, like, you know, there was a lot of potential to the first one, and like this one seems almost like it was a step back. Like there's less game modes and less shit going on in it than the first one.
Well, so the first one, what they had was three different play. Like there were three different play areas. If you bought the starter kit, you started out with Sully, Captain Jack, and Mr. Incredible. And each of those characters had their own specific game worlds. But, like, you couldn't bring Captain Jack in the Incredibles world. Mr. Incredible couldn't go into Monsters University. Sully couldn't go into any of theirs. So they were three separate games. It took about 6-7 hours a piece. Now, in this game, it's one game. Like, it's the Avengers.
But there's, like, how do I put this? Like, what I saw in the review, anyways, he said there's more variety in the first one. Like, I don't know if, like, that meant that the three different games are so different, or that, like, in this one that you're playing now, is there, like, there's different things to do, right?
Yes, there's different things to do.
Well, he's saying there's less variety, though, also. And maybe it's just because there's less modes or whatever.
Not entirely sure I agree with that. It's more structured. Like the first Disney Infinity, the game was fun, like, but tying everything together, there was nothing there. Like, it was like, I'm playing as Captain Jack because I want to play as Captain Jack, and oh, he has a pirate ship, so we're going to upgrade the pirate ship. But like, why is he doing anything? Like, this actually gives the heroes a reason to be there. But it is only the one. And so there is kind of each of those different worlds felt different. Like the Captain Jack was more of an adventure area. Like you have the Assassin's Creed type boat control, and the Incredibles was more kind of like a brawler, and the Monsters University was more kind of like puzzly, like simple puzzles, but. That type of stuff, where this is really, it's kind of like playing a Lego game, Like, it's very reminiscent of, like, the Lego Marvel game. Where
you have my attention now.
Where you kind of get... It's like, I mean, it's not quite as structured, though. Like, you go, you talk to Nick Fury, he gives you a mission. You go to that part of the city, you do that mission. Yay, you get some experience points, and you ramp up. And it all kind of ties in. So, like, right now, I'm playing through, and the Frost Giants have, like, Loki and the Frost Giants have invaded New York, and they're freezing everything. So you're kind of trying to take them down. There's some voice work and all that. I don't know. It seems pretty well made. But they definitely responded to the complaints of the first one, which was, why can't all these toys that I bought be played together? Because, like, in that first one, like, there were five different figures for the Incredible set. There were three different figures for the Monsters University set, and the Pirate set had like three different figures as well, and none of them crossed over. And in this, like, you can actually, so there's like a Guardians of the Galaxy playset, you can bring Rocket Raccoon into the Avengers set, you can bring, there's a Spider-Man playset, you can bring Spider-Man into the Avengers set, and like they all can play together. The one thing I found a little weird about that was that you had to find coins. They're called crossover coins, and you had to find 10 of them before it would allow you to bring Rocket into the game. So, like, if you put Rocket on there, it's like, you need to find crossover coins before you can access this player in the Avengers playset. And it's like,
oh!
Yeah, so, like, my son wanted to play as Rocket immediately, and
could not.
Yeah, we're, like, putting it on there. One, it wouldn't even recognize it. I'm like, is the toy broken?
Or pay $4.99 to unlock this now.
I, like, that probably would have been better than, like, any sort of message when I initially put it on. So, like, after, you know, you start the game, you have to put your figure on, and it instantly, you know, spawns the character that you're playing as in the game. Well, you put Rocket down, and if you're in that intro sequence, it doesn't even acknowledge that it's on the base. And I was like, this is weird. So I took him off, and I put Thor down, and Thor popped into the game. So I was like, all right, you have to play as Thor for a little bit, buddy. So, like, we went through, played that first mission, and then we get to the, you know, the open world part. And I'm like, all right, let's see, like, what happens. And I put Rocket down on it again, and it was like, you need to get these crossover coins. Like, so then, like, my son and I spent, like, the next 20 minutes, like, flying around the city, and he was, like, riding a motorbike, and we're trying to find these stupid coins so that he could play as Rocket. But the
was it worth it? Did he like playing as Rocket?
Rocket's cool. Like, I mean, he's Rocket Raccoon. Like, he shoots rockets and guns, and...
And he's a raccoon.
Ox.
Yeah, and he's a raccoon, so...
Win.
They changed the way character progression works a little bit. Before, you just kind of leveled, and it didn't really mean anything. Now, when you level up, there is, like, a full-on skill tree, which seems a little bit complicated for kids. Like, I mean, I don't know how young you would go with a game like this, but I felt the last one you would be able to bring in, like, hey, here's how you play this. Like, anybody would have been able to figure it out. And now it's like, you have to start making decisions on, like, do I want more health? And not that the game's hard, but it's like, he's, like, looking at me and going, like, well, what should I get? I'm like, I don't know.
What do you want?
Yeah, fill in one of the circles and press A. Like, it's like, doesn't really matter. I'm pretty, like, the game's not hard. Like, although he died a couple times. Like, I think that just comes with experience. Like, you know, the more you play these types of games, you'll know it a little better. Outside of that, I don't know. It's more Disney Infinity. Like, if you're gonna get it, if you're gonna invest in it, it's gonna cost you a shit ton of money, because its figures are $13 a pop. So, or if you buy them at GameStop, $15 a piece.
Jeez.
Yeah, I was like, kind of really surprised when I looked at the GameStop pricing. But they're like $2 and $5 more than everybody else, like for all their characters and their playsets. Like they're gouging their, like you could go from the GameStop to the Walmart and get the exact same thing for $5 less, or individual characters for $2 less. It's like, why would anybody buy their stuff here? The characters, the actual figures, they're really well made though. They look pretty cool. I like it.
Yeah, my kids really won that game, but they're still stuck on Minecraft, so I'm just gonna let that roll.
There you go. Be like, yeah, you don't need to play.
You know this $20 game or $15, whatever I spent on the PS3, this will get you by just fine.
You don't need anything new. Daddy needs new toys.
That's right.
I can't talk about the. Don got me a code for a game, but I can't talk about it yet. Embargo's up on Monday.
What's the game?
Tease.
Majestic Knights.
Majestic
Sounds
Knights.
Cool. I didn't read the press.
The game's been announced. Like, I just can't talk about playing it. But it's an 80s. It takes place in the 80s. It's kind of a action adventure game, isometric view. You play like a snarky CIA, ex-CIA agent, I guess, or maybe current CIA. I'm not really sure. The story didn't make a lot of sense to me. And I can't really talk about it either. So
I was about to say, come on now, you're breaking it.
That's coming. I'll talk about that next week. I don't think I played.
I played a little bit of Theatro Rhythm, I guess. I've tried to play as much as I can, actually. But it's a lot. It's neat because this time around you can use the keypad.
Uh huh.
So instead of using the stylus, which sometimes pisses me off because it doesn't register what I hit, you know, or for some stupid reason it releases mid swipe. So being able to press buttons is kind of neat. I don't use it. There's a hybrid too, so you can just tap, which I'm okay with tapping or holding sometimes, but like, sometimes the directions. Sometimes it's the directions that don't register, especially on like expert or whatever the most difficulty is. So I'll use the thumbstick sometimes while I'm tapping.
Tapping that ass.
There's like 200. So there's a ton of songs in this game.
Really?
So it's the first game with all of the DLC from the first game.
Oh, it has all the everything from the first game, and then
yeah.
New stuff as well, or
right? Yeah, I think there's some new things, and then they're releasing DLC right now. Like there's 5 new songs they just released this week, or a couple days ago. The multiplayer, I haven't gotten to play online with anybody, but that's another new feature. You can play against the AI, and I played that just to test out the mode. It's kind of quirky, so you hit a good string of numbers or moves in a row, and it'll do something like shake the screen for the opponent or, you know, just try and screw with them. So I guess that's cool. I don't know. I have no interest in playing online with anybody, but I'm trying to think of what else I've really noticed new. The quest mode is different. I haven't played it a whole lot, so I'd rather not talk about it yet. But I intend on having a review up, hopefully, this week or next week.
At some point.
Yeah. So, I don't know. It's a lot of fun. If you like the first one a lot, there's no reason to skip this. I mean, it's the first one only improved with a lot more music, especially if you didn't buy any of the DLC, which I did not. So.
That's cool.
200 songs is a lot of songs.
I mean, I plan on getting it at some point anyway, but that sounds really like a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
And with 200 songs, like, you don't need DLC.
Oh no, I barely touched the song selection. I've probably played for a couple hours. In the morning, I try and get on. You know, I have about 20 minutes where usually I play a game on my phone or something. I've been trying to switch up and play that in the morning, do a couple of the daily songs. You get bonus points for doing them.
Right.
Just randomizes. So I try and do that. So, but if I can stop playing Destiny, then I'll be playing more of it.
Yeah, so you won't be playing a whole lot of it.
Anyone try the Smash Brothers demo?
I did.
And?
I didn't like the controls. For some reason, why? I think it's why. Why was jump? Was it that way in the original? Because that really threw me off.
Kind of.
I don't like it at all.
You can also press up to jump.
I don't like that either. And maybe it's just because I haven't played Smash Brothers in forever, but I found it really awkward.
Well, did it allow you to press up to jump in this one at least, or no? Because that's usually how I would jump.
Yeah, it did, which is fine and all, but I don't know. I'd rather just hit A or whatever it is, the bottom button. You know,
I mean,
I'm used to hitting that and jump in every game. So.
I get you, but it's in line with Smash Bros. Controls. It's not like anything different.
Yeah, which I guess is fine for hardcore Smash people, but if I can't switch the control scheme, then I'm not getting it. I can't. I'm not gonna. I don't know. Every game I play, A is jump. You know what I mean, or B or whatever it is.
It should be the bottom button. A is jump.
Is always jump. Yeah, it should be.
It's just the way it is.
It's natural, and I don't know.
I think A is like your main attack or something, isn't it?
Yeah.
Your attack.
So every time I'm trying to jump, I keep hitting the button. I'm like, damn it. It was cool, though. Like, I did like how it looked on the 3DS. I was a little worried that it's going to be too small, but I think it was fine. So as long as they let me switch up the buttons, then I'm cool.
I've been meaning to check it out. I'm not going to get it on 3DS. I'm going to get it on Wii U and just call it a day, but...
Yeah.
I just
I'd like to be able...
Right now, it's free, you know.
I'd like to be able to... if there's no voice chat while you're playing online, like, you know, and I realize some people are like, well, you can use Skype on your computer while you play. I don't have the bandwidth for that. So if the game that I'm playing online doesn't allow me to play with voice chat, then I'm instant turn off.
That's too much work anyway.
It is.
Agreed.
So, anyway, that's my 2 cents. I literally only played like 4 matches.
Wait, do any games have voice chat on 3DS? So, like, how does that work? Is there...
Yeah. You can do it in Pokemon, at least.
It's
yeah, there's a mic on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I haven't done it much in Pokemon, but...
Well, I'm just saying it should be there. Like, if it's there, I mean, that'd be cool.
Right.
I don't know, Nintendo's weird. Like, Mario Kart has it, except it's only when you're in the lobby and only with friends. It's like, why?
I'm cool with it only with friends. Like, I'm
okay
with
that. Oh, that's fine. That's fine, but, like... Like, why can we only talk in the lobby? I want to be shit talking while I'm racing.
Right,
like,
especially since you're only in the lobby for like 30 seconds at a time. So
yeah, so it's like you have to like hurry up and get everything you wanted to say about the last race, like in like, you know what I mean? I don't know. It doesn't make sense. Why? Yeah, like, why limit that?
Like, aha! Kicked your ass. All right.
All right.
And it's like you get cut off half the time anyway. It's
yeah. Like... I don't know. So
it's interesting. I'm gonna rent it. I was gonna, you know. Carboni sent me the code or whatever, the early code.
Right.
I played it, and if I'd liked it, I figured I probably would have bought it, but I think I'm going to hold off and rent it first and see how I like it, because I don't like playing Smash Brothers solo. I mean, it's fun, but, you know, I'd rather play with my friends and get my ass kicked and talk shit. That's what Smash Brothers is.
Right, it's a multiplayer game.
Right.
Like, for sure.
But I know him and his brother played it hardcore. Like, just the demo, they were playing on a daily basis, so...
And there was only 5 characters, right? Like,
right. So...
That's kind of cool. At least, like, they got something out of it. And,
they got Pac-Man in the demo?
I don't think so. But I guess in the real game, like, you can, like, customize your moves and shit. I was reading an ad in Game Informer, and maybe I misread it, but it looked like you could, like, customize your moves and shit. What the hell? That's awesome.
Interesting.
That'd be pretty nice.
Yeah.
I don't know. But anyway, Yes. Anyway.
So, I guess that's it for new games. More stuff's coming. Lots more stuff.
Lots more stuff.
What else? I don't have anything else really I'm that really looking forward to right
for
now.
The whole rest of the year?
Sherlock Holmes, baby.
I'm going to play the WWE game because I like wrestling games, but...
that's wrong.
I'm trying to think of what else comes up that I'm just really looking forward to. I think I've hit everything this year that I just can't wait for.
I can't wait for Alien. Like, that's my game this year. Can't wait.
I'm not.
Do you not like Alien, or you just think it's going to be bad?
I'm a little worried after the last one, but...
It's a different company.
I'm not huge on the series, so... I mean...
I don't know. Even if I wasn't big on the series, it's survival horror, which I'm always like willing to get. You know what? As it gets closer, I'm kind of excited for Evil Within. Just cause
yeah, I'm afraid that that's going to be really bad.
It's possible, very possible. Don't get me wrong, but
that's one of those ones I'm going to wait on. Like I'm definitely waiting on that one.
I was going to wait on it, but I pre-ordered it when I picked up fucking Destiny. I was like, I'll give you your fucking reserve numbers for the day. What's coming up? Oh yeah, Evil Within. Okay. Which is weird, because really, it's like in October, it's like really crowded month. So I just said, I'm going to support the idea of what I will like. Hopefully, I will actually like it when it comes out.
And I know Tony's looking forward to Assassin's Creed.
Assassin's Creed, Civ Beyond Earth.
Yeah, there's that.
Sherlock Holmes. Fun. Come on, there's so many.
Are you really looking forward to that, or is this sarcasm?
I'm excited for that game. I love Sherlock Holmes.
Why?
And those Sherlock Holmes games are really good.
Are
they? They're really good adventure games.
Huh. Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah, I'm kind of excited for Sherlock Holmes. I mean, you got Civ Beyond Earth, you got Gal Civ 3. Like,
yeah.
There's a lot of games still coming.
I'm excited for Captain Toad, but I have a feeling that's like...
I don't think we're seeing that this year.
I swear I saw a trailer, like if you go on the Wii U and you look at a trailer for like Captain Toad, it says January. I was like, okay.
Yeah, and they moved it to then for, like, Europe, so.
Yeah. Well, maybe that's what it was. It's like a Europe trailer. If it was this year, that'd be really great, because I mean, I love those levels in Super Mario 3D World. Like, those are really fucking fun levels, so.
What the hell are you guys talking about?
There's Captain a Toad. Toad game coming out.
What?
Yeah. It looks really fun. Like,
nice.
It's kind of based off of levels that were in Super Mario 3D World, but obviously fleshed out a lot more with, like, bosses and whatnot, but it looks... I mean, I don't know. I'm excited for it. It's kind
it should,
of sad.
Should be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a puzzle game.
Yeah.
Like a good puzzle game.
Yeah, it looks really awesome. I don't know. I swear there's, like, other things. I'm hoping The Witness comes out this year. I keep throwing that in there in the power rankings, even though I'm like, I don't know, you don't hear much about this game ever.
I don't
know.
Well,
think we're going to say you don't think it's coming?
No.
I mean,
that's
how long does it
possible.
Take? Yeah, that's why.
Well, how many people are working on it? Just one. Think about that.
Yeah, I guess.
Also true.
I don't know. Trying to think what else there is out there.
Yeah, I was about to say, there's a couple of big games. Even
Sunset
though
Overdrive.
I'm only
dude.
Looking forward to one or two.
Yeah, really? I want to get Sunset Overdrive.
Probably. It's going to be
awesome.
Call of Duty. Come on,
I don't
guys.
Get it.
Call of Duty.
Call of Duties. I'll play Call of Duty. I'm not going to like get all into it, probably, but.
Fucking Halo, motherfucker.
That is true.
Okay. I'm mildly interested in that.
100 fucking plus.
Did you listen to the episode we recorded when you weren't there, Chris? The reason why you shouldn't be quite as excited for Halo as you might otherwise be,
no,
because of Destiny.
No, because they're isolating the multiplayer by each game. They're not redoing all the maps to be in one like package.
Still, I mean, it doesn't matter. Be like, all right, let's play some.
Did they cheat? Because that's not what they said originally.
That isn't what they said originally. But this is how it is now. It was too hard for them to recode all the maps, so each set of maps is coded into their own game. So you can play Halo 4 multiplayer, or you can play Halo 3 multiplayer. You can't play the two together.
Honestly,
it's not
that's
that
what I thought
deal.
It was going to be like.
Yeah. I'm not sure, what, like, but they're going to be able to do like we're still going to be able to do the campaign playlist.
That's what I was wondering when Tony just said
that.
Is
that lost?
Because like that was like a big feature that they talked up. Like, all right, you want to play like you can play like the last mission from each game, like make a playlist out of it. You know,
right? Like that was a big deal.
Yeah, I was like,
and I get
that's
like
easier though
like,
because you don't
like
have
the,
like loadouts
the art,
and shit.
The,
like
the
you
interview
do
they were giving was about the multiplayer. It wasn't about the campaign. So I don't know.
Right. Well, I mean, whatever. But I would just assume that like that would be just as difficult to do as, you know, the other way around. So, whatever.
I mean, dude. Either way, we're getting like
it's still
basically all the Halo, right. Except for fucking. Well, I don't care about ODST, but it'd be nice to have the Reach maps. Although I don't know if you guys saw, they said that like that they're thinking about doing those too, like re-releasing those.
I did. You knew that they were going to do that,
DLC.
Right? Like, they're going to release them as like
DLC. Like that's in my opinion. If it was DLC, that'd be great.
And they'll probably release them as like $15 games on their own. And
right. It's probably why they did it like that, so you could buy the games on their own and not just the whole package.
Either way, like I know we're gonna be playing a lot of that. Like that's no question in my mind. Like I fucking love Halo, and this is like all the Halo eventually. So,
right, all the Halo.
I'm a little more optimistic than I was before about the fall. Like there's definitely I'm gonna have no shortage. Like I definitely will have more games than I have time to play them. So
there are expansions to Crusader Kings 2 and Europa Universalis 4 coming out this fall too.
God, they're still putting a CK2. Jesus,
hell yeah.
I'm speechless.
Come on, they move the game so that you can play with like people who came before, like Charlemagne. Like they're moving the date earlier.
Really?
They're adding like a chronicle that will follow like your house and like everything that happened during your
That's pretty cool. You're telling me about that. That sounds neat.
Get excited. More Crusader Kings 2. Yeah. I can hear the excitement in Jeff's breathing.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what that is?
Falling asleep.
Yeah. Wait for the snoring to start.
But you know what's not coming out this fall?
No.
Blizzard's new MMO.
Oh yeah.
Because it was canceled.
Didn't they like spend like a long time working on it too?
About 7 years.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
They announced it technically they never announced it. They just talked about it on occasion. They made a big deal out of the fact that they had never officially announced it. But
this is the proposed World of Warcraft replacement.
Yes.
What are they going to do? Just keep making World of Warcraft expansions?
You know, I think they finally realized that World of Warcraft is it. In terms of like that subscription based
It's over. Like, why keep dumping money into like just do what you got to do with World of Warcraft and
they still have millions and millions of players. Like they're making money hand over fist. Ending that is much worse than you know.
Just keep giving it new content. I mean, I don't see why.
As long as they keep making money, I mean, I don't see any reason why you want to ruin that. Has there been a successful MMO on that model since World of Warcraft?
I don't know if there was one. I mean, there's certainly not been one to World of Warcraft's extent.
Right.
I mean, there have been successful MMOs. Like, just depends on what you're really looking for, I guess.
Well, I think a lot of them have different models, though. You know, Guild Wars 2 and that kind of stuff. Like, they're not designed on subscriptions.
Isn't Guild Wars 2 free? Like, you just buy
the game? No, so it's free. Once you pay that initial $60, it's free forever.
I like
hats and stuff.
Hats. Everyone hats. Likes hats.
Hats, double XP, like... I mean, for all the shit that the Old Republic gets, like... It has more people playing it than most MMOs.
It's true.
It's just that they spent like $250 million trying to bring it to, you know, to market.
That may have been an error.
Yeah. Slight problem. I don't know. Final Fantasy 11 seems to be doing well, and new 14 seems to be doing pretty good. Destiny seems to be doing all
right. Right.
More than all
right. Well, you know, Destiny still hasn't made its money back, so.
Right.
God, I don't get how they spent so much money on this. Like
$500 million. They've done, $330 million in sales. That's sell-through.
Right.
I don't understand how this game costs that much to make.
Well, it wasn't necessarily that much for development costs. Yeah. It was
ensuring that it would sell, yeah.
What? That was fucking marketing.
Yeah.
Spend
fucking $300 million to make $300 million.
Probably. Yeah, they probably spent close to $400 with it. And I mean, some of it maybe comes from a... Some of that also coming from Sony. Like, that money's budgeted, but Sony paid a shit ton to
For that one-year exclusive shit.
Yeah, to kind of have this game. Oh, well, it's art. Like, I mean... They treated it like a first-party game, and other people are also treating it like a first-party game, so... Which is weird, because, the game's on everything.
Literally everything. Except for you.
I got a public event! Public event! Awesome, awesome. Yes!
Got any other news on that, Tony? Like, did they say anything else, or...?
Let's see.
Yeah, Tony's review is wrong.
I think we're talking about Titan now. I guess Blizzard's big thing was that the game that they had put together, they said, wasn't fun.
Huh.
So,
I like that, after 7 years and X amount of dollars they spent on it, they're like, this game sucked.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I mean, you didn't want to play this, so...
No, we don't want you to play it. There's a ton of other companies that would have been like, yeah, we're releasing this shit.
Right.
That's what it is. It's shit. Like,
we spent all this time making it. You're going to like it. It's going to be great. Heh, 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 heh. It's just weird that after all those years... the other thing they said was that a lot of the... energy they would have put towards Titan, they were starting to put towards some of their other stuff that was becoming successful.
Make Diablo 4.
Like Hearthstone and Heroes of the Storm.
Like their free-to-play shit.
Yeah.
Which is going to make them a ton more money than any subscription-based service ever could.
And without the risk.
Right, because it doesn't cost shit. That's crazy, too, though.
Diablo 4. Make it.
Why would they make that? I don't understand. You're going to get more Diablo 3 before you get Diablo 4.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was like 10 years before they made Diablo 3.
Yeah, well,
so.
don't do that again. Don't make me, give me like 4 new classes and 4 new acts. I'll be happy.
4? Good God.
Give me 6.
You're very demanding.
Give
Jeff anything.
Game. Why work on expansions all the time? Make new games. I don't know how. What's wrong with that?
Everything, Jeff.
I don't know. I think there's definitely something to be said for iterating on a game and making it better instead of just like, we're going to give you something new.
Yeah.
Like Assassin's Creed. The story's changed, but does it ever really evolve?
Yeah, but make me feel like, charge
it's
me
not about
dollars.
Assassinating
make me feel
anymore.
Like I did something.
Right. I guess there's that.
How?
What were you saying, Jeff?
I'm saying I will give you $60. Just, put the 4 on it.
Just give him the same
on
game
it,
over again.
And give me more.
You know what, Jeff? Just send me a box cover. I will draw a 4 on there. And I will send it to you for $60.
$60. You can play it and pretend it's new. Just play with a new character. It'd be fine. It's new.
Oh my God, there's so many hobgoblins and shit.
All those things suck, man.
Oh, those are easy to kill.
I think they're so cool.
No, hobgoblins are not cool.
They're like
Not like they're fine.
Not on heroic, man.
On the normal
not
level,
on heroic.
Yeah,
or epic.
When they become fucking super snipers, they can hit you with one shot from across the goddamn map, and you didn't even see them. They're not cool anymore.
No, I'm level 27, man, and they would take me down to a sliver of my life, man.
They do look cool. You're right, Jeff.
God,
I think the Vex actually are really like. Actually, I think all the character design
has
is
really
good.
Enemy
good.
Design, yeah, really cool enemy design.
Like the sad thing is that they're all just really variances on Halo enemies.
Yeah,
like the and the like. Tony kind of mentioned this in his review. Although on the higher difficulties, the AI does get much better.
It does,
but it's not just like oh we're harder to kill. Like they actually start attacking different ways. They kind of just like rush right at you.
You know, whenever I wasn't
they hide behind something. That's the
right.
Whenever I said that the game changes at level 20, I wasn't trying to be one of those pretentious assholes. You know, I mean, I was being serious. Like it really evolves, and I realize that some people. If you're not having fun up until level 20, you know, I can't argue. That's fine. It's not a game for you. But you shouldn't have to put that much time into it if you're not having fun to actually have fun afterwards. But it really changes after level 20.
I'm not sure it gets better. I mean, I know you enjoy it. Like
changes.
I'm not sure
I wouldn't say it's
better
either.
Like it's
different, though. It's vastly different. It's a lot harder.
Different game. Yeah.
Right. It's different all around, though.
I mean, it's interesting the way they do it, though, because Bungie was one of those companies that was always like, oh, well, playing our games on Heroic is where, like, we think you should play it at. Which I never quite understood. It's like, then why is normal the default setting? It's like, to me, like, if you're going to say this is the normal, like, well, then that should be what is expected, but if you look at Bungie's menus, it's always Heroic is this is how we think you should play the game. It's like maybe I don't want to play.
I gotta slay the Gate Lord. Is he hard?
Yeah.
Nah. By yourself, maybe.
I'm by myself.
Wow.
Can you guys join me right now and kill him?
I'll come play with you.
Can you like join right now in a mid?
I don't know. Let me see. Let's go to my menu.
Roster.
Over.
I already fucked him up a little bit,
dude. Both are
going to
join him? Is that what's happening right now?
I already got, like, probably 10% of him dead. Oh, there goes 20%. Oh, there goes... Ooh, I'm fucking him up. He's half dead, bro.
Oh, good for you, because I can't join your game.
I'm fucking rocket launching his ass.
Yeah, do you have it locked to private, or...?
No. I don't know.
You'd have to invite us to your game, I think.
God damn it, Jeff!
Can you invite someone mid-match?
Unlock your privates.
Oh yeah.
How do I want to invite you right now? By the way, I beat him. I think.
Nice.
I think.
If he's down, like there, you should get like a you did it, and now we have to bring this back to the queen.
Spoiler alert.
And her dickhead brother. That's actually what Dinklebot should say.
No, alright, well, alright. So, wait a second. If you're in the middle of a game, you can invite friends?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How?
That's how I finished that stupid Queen's Wrath thing. There's no way I would have finished that by myself.
How?
You go to your roster and say invite the fire team?
Oh, so you like if you hit start, there's a thing that says roster or something, or what?
Yeah, if you hit start and then scroll LB over and it's roster and it'll have all the people that are playing.
Well, I could invite you, but I had like a full on, like all my heavy ammo was full on. I just rocket launched his ass to death. It was awesome.
Nice.
Fucking awesome at this game. Just saying.
We have any other news, Tony?
Yeah, I have a couple other rather sizable things. Steam has changed the way that their store works.
Yeah,
they have added a feature called curators, which allows you to follow somebody who picks what the good games on Steam are and suggest them to you. I think this arose out of the fact that Steam started publishing a lot more games than they used to publish.
Yeah.
So they went from doing around 20 a month to doing like dozens and dozens and dozens of games all the time.
Ridiculous, man.
Now they're at a point where it's really hard to determine what's good on Steam, what's worth looking at, what you might want to play. So they've elected to have people, and actually, as Critically Sane, we could go on there and do this because we have a group on Steam, but put lists together of games that you should buy, and you can actually manage your store now to like hop through and go through those lists and see what's been suggested. New way of looking at Steam.
I like it.
Yeah, it sounds pretty cool. I think it'll help some of the games that got ignored before too.
I haven't checked Steam out.
Steam was always so bad about like the games that always ended up on the front page of the store were the popular ones.
Yes.
As opposed to the good ones. Like I always had to go whenever I opened up the Steam store, I just hit the strategy tab and go to the new like I had to like search through it to find the games that I actually wanted. Because the ones they're suggesting on the front page are ones I would never ever buy. So this is kind of cool. Like you get to actually manage and like determine what ends up on the front page of your store. The Tony list.
Yeah.
Yeah. Strategy games about conquering the world.
Sounds like it'd be right up your alley.
Have you guys checked this out yet?
I have not checked the curator stuff out, but I have. I saw the new storefront. It's much cleaner.
Yeah, and it's a different color. It kind of freaked me out.
Yeah, it's blue now. Like kind of blue.
Blue is scary.
Yeah, it's soothing.
Also, guys, weekend deal.
Yeah.
The Total War series. Get on it.
I'll probably be playing Destiny. Sorry.
Well, yeah, but you could buy the Total War games and play them when you're done with Destiny.
Yes, because... Yes. No.
I was looking through the games that were on sale. I'm like, oh, I have all of these.
I have all of these but one, and I can buy it cheap. I can buy all these games cheaper than I can buy that one by itself, so I will do it. That's how a Steam sale works.
Yeah.
Horrible. Horrible on your wallet.
But if I own them all anyway, so it doesn't matter. I'm safe.
Buy them anyway.
They don't have the expansion to Medieval Total War 2. Maybe I should get that. I don't think so.
No.
No, probably not. It's probably a bad idea.
Probably.
I'll tell you what game does look good, though. Wasteland 2. I want to get that one.
Yeah, I heard that's a... You like Divinity, so
yeah, I like the isometric RPGs, that strong strategy element. So
seems, I mean, it's the original Wasteland was the precursor to the original isometric Fallout series. So.
I was about to say it's kind of like the old Fallout, isn't it? I like the original Fallout; it's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, that's the guy who what became Fallout was that game, so. Like that's where all that idea came from.
Though apparently it's really, really, really insanely buggy.
Huh.
So. That might.
And it had been in development for quite... Because it was on early access. You could,
right.
I think it's, what, $30 now? Or 30 or $40 now?
It's to 40. Buy?
Yeah. 40. And to get the early access, like it was a $60 game, so...
Yeah. Speaking of early access, Double Fine had a game in early access, Space-Based DF9, I believe ended up being or maybe they just call it Space-Based now. Anyway, that game was offered in early access, and I believe also had one of those campaigns.
Uh-huh.
apparently the game is now losing money for them, so they've elected to cut off any development of some of the features that they've promised to people who have purchased the game, and just release the game in final form as it is now.
Yeah, that sounds... I was actually kind of interested in that game when I first saw it. Then I saw Double Fine, and I'm like, nope.
So they're releasing it broken?
Not necessarily broken, but feature incomplete.
Huh.
I guess would be the way to put it. Like, the stuff that's there is worked and is polished, but not everything is there that they told people who bought the game would be there.
Okay. I don't really have much of interest in it, so I'll probably skip that.
Yeah. Well, I think anybody who had any interest had bought it already, which was Double Fine's problem.
That is kind of the problem with Kickstarter, right? Like, people that are interested in your game are going to buy it then, so if you're looking to make money, like, I don't know if that's the way to do it, unless you're counting that into your profits.
Yeah, I think that was the problem here. They got to a point where they had spent all that money. They'd spent all the early access money, and the game that they were getting from early access, or the money they were getting from early access sales, was dwarfed by the development costs they were experiencing.
Huh.
And I think part of the problem with early access is the games are like they're out to buy. Like, there is no launch day.
Right.
Like, if you really wanted it, you had it already. So that launch day boost that you normally see a game would get doesn't exist.
Right.
So they just elected to cut their losses. But I think that kind of thing will hurt other early access games.
Yeah, because you're buying... the people that are buying into it, supposedly they're funding the development, and if they're funding the development, I don't see how that's a viable business model. And you just see a lot of these early access games just disappearing.
I told you so.
Yeah, I mean, it's like they're basically vaporware, right? Like, yeah. I really hope the rumor that Sony is bringing early access to PlayStation is incorrect, because I think that's one of the things that consoles has up on, on their competition with PC, is that their stuff is generally complete.
Right.
It's like you're not releasing half finished games, or if you are, you're getting blasted for it.
Right. Whereas on PC, if you release a patch, people buy into it knowing that it's that way, so...
Right.
No big deal.
Yeah, it's like, oh, well, we knew it was going to be half-assed. And it just encouraged more and more of these teams to just keep releasing half-assed games. How long has DayZ and Rust and...
Oh, man.
Prison Architect has been in alpha.
That was one of the first ones,
early
wasn't
access,
it?
Forever, 2 years,
right?
And it's still in alpha.
Yeah. I mean, is it ever going to leave?
I don't see the incentive to leave at this point. Why would you ever finish it?
Yeah, you've made your money. I don't know. Alright, is that it for news, or...?
Well, the last piece of news that I had was something I didn't know. Did you know this, Chris? The Dolphins Stadium was built on an Indian burial ground?
I did not.
It's like Poltergeist.
The Walter tell you that?
No, it was on Deadspin this week, so apparently the...
super creepy.
So the Miami Dolphins, led by Dan Marino, went to the Super Bowl. They didn't win. But there was all this hope for the future. Got a new quarterback. We're going to be great. That summer, they broke ground on their new stadium and built it over an Indian burial ground. They still play in that stadium.
Yeah,
it's cursed them ever since.
It's no longer called Joe Robbie Stadium, but
Right. Well, they went from it was, let's see. It's currently called Sun Life Stadium. It's actually gone through a bunch of names. It was also called Landshark Stadium, Dolphin Stadium, Pro Player Stadium, Joe Robbie Stadium. And before it was Joe Robbie Stadium, it was where the Tequesta tribe buried their dead.
Wow. Horrible.
I mean, you got to build the stadium somewhere.
Right.
Maybe they
I think they built it in the wrong place.
Yeah, I think they should move at this point. Like,
you think they should move it? Oh.
They yeah, have to, you know.
It's not working for them there. Like,
you know what happens? The players are running down the field, and then a hand like reaches up to the turf and grabs them by the ankle, and that kind of thing slows them down.
That's what. That explains everything. Really does. It totally explains their shitty running game that they've had forever, and yeah, now it all makes sense.
They reach up and move the tee when they're kicking off, and like flick the ball during field goals, that kind of thing.
Totally makes sense now. I am in full agreement that needs to change.
Chris is going to go down there. He's going to break ground in a new stadium all by himself.
Just start digging it up. I'll enlist Walter to help me. Yeah, that's a shame. So that's it for news. Jeff, we got any questions?
Oh, we got a couple from Matt. Oh, actually, before we get to Matt, I want to see if I got any on Twitter. I might have.
I think you got one from Justin, so.
Yeah, he said, any interest in Forza?
Horizon
2.
Horizon 2, yes. Yeah.
Getting some good reviews.
I am, I'll be getting that on Tuesday. Actually, I already have pre-ordered, so.
Nice.
Hey, speaking of reviews, Shadow of Mordor review just hit for IGN.
Yeah, is that any good?
I got a 9.3.
What did it get from real websites?
Better than Destiny.
I don't know. But, like, I was just skimming parts of it. Said it was really good. I remember you guys telling me, what is the game like exactly? It's open world, I know that.
It's like Assassin's Creed.
Yeah. It's very much like Assassin's Creed.
See, I don't know. Maybe one's cheaper. I don't know. Yeah. Well, anything else you guys want to add about Forza?
I played the. I probably should have talked about this, but I played the demo for it. It's more Forza Horizon. So if
you I didn't play Forza the original.
Horizon, it's a open world, you know, festival racing. It's a little more arcadey than regular Forza. And that just comes with the nature of it being an open world game too. So,
you upgrade your cars and everything too?
Yeah, I believe so.
Like street racing upgrade or?
I don't remember, honestly. Oh. Yeah, you don't do it in the demo. I know that. Like, the demo is very short. You finish it in an hour. They give you two events, and it's only like a very small portion of the game. There's evidently like three or four different cities, so it's kind of this, that new approach where, what is that game called? The Crew. Is that, what it is? The Ubisoft.
Is that coming out
game.
This year?
Yeah, no, it's in a shitty location too, because it's right in between Far Cry and Assassin's Creed.
Oh, perfect. I got something to play. All right.
Hey, you don't like Far Cry, do you?
It was all right. It was okay.
Yeah. So, Forza Horizon's really good. I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be fun. Are there reviews out of it, Tony?
Yeah, reviews started hitting today.
We're not fancy enough.
No, Microsoft hates us.
just funny because we all have Microsoft consoles.
They converted the main PS3 guy too, so whatever.
Right.
Oh well. Maybe one day.
What other questions do we have, Jeff?
Yeah, questions from Matt. I'm going to start with the weirdest one, which he added at the end. If given the option to live forever and not die by any disease, old age, or self-inflicting harm, but the catch is that you would die after the second time you ejaculated. You get one freebie, but after the second time you drop dead, would you do it?
Wait, what?
What?
Basically, you live forever, but if you ejaculate twice in your life, you'll die.
No.
Well, can't you, like, accidentally ejaculate?
Yeah.
I was thinking that, too. Like, I mean, I've never had that happen. I mean, but... Actually, no, I think I did once when I was a teenager, but that would be your freebie right there.
And hope and pray it doesn't happen again.
I don't like that.
How did Jeff die? He jacked off.
I mean, I would definitely like to live forever. Like, imagine what video games would be like 500 years from now. But you start taking away things I like, then what's the point? Like, come on, man. I enjoy orgasming.
I'm pretty sure I don't need to live forever.
There's things you'll miss out on. There'll be
Chris is like, kill me now.
I don't know about that. But yeah, I'm not entirely sure I need to live forever.
Is it just because you can't ejaculate, or in general?
No, just in general.
Wait, Chris,
do you
have problems?
You've accepted your mortality.
No, I'm all right though.
Okay.
I'm just pretty sure I don't need to die like right now, and at some point I'll be okay with it.
You think so?
Yeah, I mean, I think you'd get bored.
Think so?
Eventually. I think eventually you'd be bored.
It's true. Especially when everyone you know is, like, dead.
Right. Like,
but then you'll meet new people.
Make new friends.
Yeah, like, that's God, my people. Problem. I don't like new people.
I guess that's a good point. I don't either. Why I didn't think of that till now.
It's like, and then you'd be old. Like, I mean, do you stay... By, like, live forever, like, what does that mean? Like do not age?
Well, sure, let's say you don't age. Let's say you're always as beautiful as you are right now.
All right. Yeah, I'm still not on board with that, though.
I don't know, I'd be tempted. I'd probably break the rules at some point and die, but...
Jeff is dead 2 hours after he makes his agreement.
I mean... Yeah, right. Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to die. I want to be around forever, but... I want to be able to come, too, so... That's not fair, is what I'm saying. Make me give up something I don't care about, like fucking, I don't know, work.
Yeah, that wouldn't be a sacrifice.
You could never work again. You could live forever, but you just are never allowed to work another day in your life.
You'd be so bored.
Yeah.
But not be bored. I'd be playing awesome, amazing games like Destiny.
But how would you pay for them?
Well, that's for me to figure out. I got a lot of time to figure that out.
I mean, I guess if you're never going to die, you could just be like...
Slowly save up money. I go panhandle and
just
shit.
Just go panhandle and like... Yeah. And now I'm going to play this until I have to go panhandle some more.
Yeah. It'll work itself out. Anyways, alright. Anyone else? Don, did you say?
I'd probably try and live forever, but who knows?
Yeah, dude. Forever.
I probably wouldn't make it, but I'd at least try.
You probably wouldn't.
I probably wouldn't make it.
He's getting real personal. What is the most private thing about yourself that you're willing to admit without remaining anonymous?
What?
Like, what will you... Just, what's the most private thing you'll admit?
I'm gonna pass on that.
What does that even mean? Like, once you admit it, it's no longer private.
Yeah, that
Well,
takes thought. And whoops, Xbox, stop listening. I didn't even say it. I didn't even say it, guys.
My wife was reading a story to my son earlier today, and the Xbox just started playing a movie.
It's like, we don't want you to read. Stop reading. Movies for everyone.
She's sitting there. She's like, who did that? Because she thought one of the kids did it. I'm like, you did.
Public event, run. Private. Okay, sorry, we sidetracked.
Yeah.
Private event. Private event. Not private event. Public event.
Private thing you're willing to admit.
I don't understand. Once you admit it, it's no longer private.
Yeah, but it's like one of those. Like,
There's a logical conundrum I can't get around here.
Matt, you have to come back to us with more.
You have to make your question better.
Well,
maybe embarrassing thing. Is that what he means?
Yeah. Well, something you wouldn't normally just like admit to anybody, but you'd be willing to do it, put on a spot like he did right there.
Like, oh my god, I have genital warts, something like that.
I mean, if I had that, I guess I would admit it.
That's a little scary, Tony. I didn't need to know that about you.
I try to keep that under wraps, you know. People don't like to see my genital warts, so I try not to show them.
Good to know.
I like a wide variety of porn.
I don't think anyone finds that surprising at all, Jeff.
No, I don't. I don't
surprising.
Actually.
It's not surprising, but you wouldn't admit it. Like normally, like
yeah, I think you would admit it.
I'm pretty sure that you would, Jeff.
I think if someone asks you, like you're standing in the checkout counter at the grocery store, so Jeff, what kind of porn do you like? And you're like, oh, wide variety.
Like something like,
huh, I can see
I
that.
Are you looking for something in particular?
It might be an ebony day. It might be a
clean up on aisle 5. What are you doing back there, Jeff? Nothing. Just enjoying my wide variety of porn.
Sometimes I want some teen action. Sometimes I want some MILF action. Sometimes I want some GILF action. I don't know. It depends how I'm feeling.
That is a wide variety.
I answered the question. I didn't duck it. So there you go.
There you go.
Good for you, Jeff. Good for you.
What song from the 80s reminds you of your fellow cast members?
Girls just want to have fun.
He said different songs for each member.
Oh, wow. Different songs for each member?
That's another one, man.
Dude, that...
It has potential for some really good answers, but I'd have to really put some thought into it.
I will think about that one and get back to him on that. Because, yeah, I'm with Don. Like, you need to think about that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a tough one, man.
It's
actually a really good question.
80s theme song. Like, let's come back to that one at a later date.
Jeff's take on me. Let's see. Don is the final countdown. And Chris is Eye of the Tiger. There, I'm done.
Nice.
Fozzie is...
Oh, Fozzie's not on. The Fozzie doesn't count for today.
I say Fozzie is either Sunglasses at Night or everybody's working for the weekend.
I got Jeff as We Didn't Start the Fire.
Sure.
I don't know. For some reason, I just think you really didn't start the fire.
I didn't, but it's burning.
It's burning, and Jeff's going out to enjoy it.
I don't know. We could think on that and give a more complete answer, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm lazy, though. I don't want to work.
Tony already worked his way through it, so.
Yeah, that was easy.
It's like I've had that lined up for months.
I've been waiting for that one.
I'm waiting for you to ask me that. It's funny that you mentioned that. I got
probably
one
got 90 songs for all of us and.
Oh God.
All that.
Oh. more from Matt. What is your preferred way of watching a TV show, marathon or week by week?
Marathon.
Yeah,
marathon.
I hate week by week.
Well, God. I hate, there have been, like, if I could have paid to see the final season of Breaking Bad, like, a year before, I would have paid a lot of money. Like, I hate, and especially when I hate when a season ends on a cliffhanger and you're like, dude, what is, I gotta wait a year to know what happened? Like, fuck all that. I will marathon the fuck out of shows.
I only watch one show, like, week to week, and that's Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah, well, and
I don't like it either, man. I mean, I can't stand, like shit happening, and it always ends on a cliffhanger. Man, it fucking drives me nuts.
Yeah, don't say any spoilers, though. I didn't see the newest one.
No.
Was it good,
I'm
though?
It's good. The season's getting better.
The second one was pretty crazy, where he's just like, I'm going to kill all the Chinese, and you're like, okay, that's
not very
planned, but I'll watch the mayhem.
I have a few. I'm curious on how a few things are going to turn out, but I like the direction that they're turning. Specifically, I guess Jax.
I kind of don't love what they're doing with him, because like the whole show was about him trying to steer the club in the right direction. Now he's like, "Fuck it, we're just going to kill everybody, and that's my final match." I want
to
kill everybody,
dude. Spoilers. I don't want to. Yeah. Okay.
But like, I don't like because the whole.
But it makes it shooting. It makes sense. I mean, you know, it's not like one of those.
Not really.
Those. It does make sense.
Dude, all right, I get it. His wife was killed, but like, does he have to murder an entire gang? Like,
yeah,
that's so unrealistic. Like,
dude,
really?
True love, man. Like, I don't know. Like,
I would.
Dude,
I would.
He wants
crazy people. I would kill an entire gang for you, Jeff.
See,
dude,
exactly.
All right,
exactly.
I see getting the person who did it, and maybe like making a deal with the Chinese, like saying, you know, whatever. But like, just to go, here's what's gonna happen: is I'm gonna murder, you know, hundreds of motherfuckers because my wife got killed. Like, that's just, I don't know, doesn't ring true, but whatever. I'll watch it. Anyways, how did we? Oh yeah, TV show. Yeah, dude, like, when I have the opportunity, like, I remember when House of Cards debuted on Netflix, it was like they put the whole season out. I literally watched it one sitting. Like, I did not move. Like, I mean, I got up and got beer and shit. I watched the whole thing. Did the same thing with the first couple seasons of Breaking Bad. And so, yeah, I definitely prefer marathoning it. I hate waiting. Like, I want to know
marathon
what happens.
Marathon sex for the win.
Yeah. I don't know about that. I'm getting old. One and done.
One of Jeff's asleep.
Exactly. Fucking. Oh, and I don't recommend. I did it today. Don't do it before work. It'll make you more tired.
Yep.
You're already tired to begin with. Let's not make yourself more tired. Whatever. Dude.
I'm tired. Speaking of tired, I'm very tired.
Yeah. I was up till.
We'll be wrapping this up, so.
I was up till 1:30 last night watching Halloween, like the original Halloween, and then I had to get up at 6:30, and I had sex in the morning. Spoilers, and then I was.
Spoilers.
I was really tired all day. Ass.
It was awful.
Here you
no more
are.
More sex for you, Jeff.
Nope.
I took a little nap.
You need to take a day off.
I had sex. I was so tired.
Well, I am right now. Girlfriend's at home for the night for once. Dear God. Thank
you. Too much sex for Jeff.
Gotta hit it while it's there.
I should mention that Lego Marvel Cop is like the biggest fight ever.
Oh, really?
I don't know. Like, I'm trying to get her into games, and like, she played Diablo, and dude, she loved Diablo. She got it. Like she would play without me, and like, I would watch her play, and like, okay, she understands like how to read the equipment. Like, she's doing everything perfect. I pop in Lego, which is a fucking like kids game. She didn't even give it a chance, which is what pissed me off more than anything. Like, she was like, we played it for like literally 1 minute. She's like, I don't like this. I was like, dude, we haven't even done anything. What do you mean you don't like it? Like, give it a shot. And she's like, not paying attention. Then she just starts like standing in the corner breaking shit, and like, that's all she's doing. And she's like standing there like a retard hitting buttons. I was like, dude, it's saying on the screen, it says Iron Man can break silver things. Press this button to break silver things. And I'm like, dude, do you not see that on the screen? Like, what the fuck are you on right now? Like, I got so fucking mad at her that, like, she left. Like, we got into a fight, and she, like, she fucking stormed out of here. And I was like, oops.
Well done, Jeff. Well done.
Good job. No sex for you tonight,
Lego
sir.
Fucking Lego Marvel.
I was being really mean. I was like, dude, you're playing a fucking, like, this is for 10-year-olds. Are you fucking retarded? Like going off.
Aw, Jeff.
That right there.
Jeff, you gotta know better than that, Jeff.
Jeff.
That's just bad form.
He's like come playing, on. Are you smarter than a 10-year-old with his girlfriend?
Pretty much.
I just kept calling her retarded. I don't understand why she was offended.
What's your problem?
be fair to me, like, she didn't really seem to want to give it a chance. I don't know for whatever reason why, you know. Like, I don't love these games either. I bought it because it's a two-player game and, like, whatever, you know. I was trying to be nice. Don't make me the enemy here.
You're the enemy, Jeff. I think you screwed up here. Sorry.
I think you lost the argument. You gave away some vital information that made you the enemy, sir.
Yes. Perhaps you should have told this story differently.
You could have left out the whole, you called her retarded, and we would have been like, oh, wow, what the hell's wrong with her, man?
There's also the part where she started playing and was like, I don't really want to play this, and you're like, we're playing anyway.
Keep playing it. Get it.
Absolutely nothing. It was like they threw you into, like, I think it starts in, like, New York or some shit, and there's Santa.
Yeah.
We had done literally nothing. Like, she was just, like, walking around as Iron Man, like, right as it starts. She's like, I don't like this. And I was like, that, like, bugs me when people say they don't like something that they haven't even, like, dude, give it, like, play the opening level, okay? You know what I mean?
Maybe she didn't like the way it looked. Like, my wife won't play certain games just because it looks weird.
Well, problem is, for her, is that I bought this for, like, I don't know.
I bought this for her. She don't like it, and now I'm pissed off.
I was trying to find something we could play together, you know? Like,
yeah. You still have Diablo, man. There's no way you guys have finished Diablo. Me and my wife are still playing it.
Dude, I'm almost level 70.
We are two levels away from 70, and then we're going to start a character on hardcore each and play through the game on hardcore and hit 70 that way.
Yeah,
we play a couple times a week.
That'll go
one,
that'll
at
go
least
well
once.
For
you. Think of all the tears when you die.
Right.
Oh, I know.
Or when Don dies and his wife's still alive.
Oh, I'm just be mad, man. I'm just going to throw my controller down and be like, fuck it, I'm done.
This game sucks. I hate the Xbox.
Because...
Take it away.
I'm not going to play with the character I know. I'm going to play with some new character because I want to get the achievement for one of the other characters. So I'm going to play as, like, the retarded... summoner guy or whatever. Witch doctor, that's it.
Hey, easy.
That's what Jeff's playing as.
Oh, my bad. Sorry, Jeff.
Dude, witch doctor rolls like 4D, man. Like,
you
get
okay.
Pogs and fucking a gimp following you around. It's fucking great.
Okay.
You fucking throw flaming skulls, which I highly recommend once you unlock it. Like, that's your main attack is flaming skulls. Come on. I think I liked him more than the third almost.
All right. Well, we should let Don go to sleep.
Good night, Don.
I'm not yawning loud on purpose, I promise. I swear.
Sure you're not.
Oh, when this podcast goes end.
Assholes drag me on to talk about Destiny.
See, just do like me. Next week or next time you come on, just fall asleep before you fucking... Before it starts.
Where's Jeff? Is he alive?
I literally fell asleep. Like, I was, like, getting all ready. Like, I opened up my laptop. I was sitting there, and the I opened up. It was, like, fucking, I want to say it was, like, past midnight or something. You guys were done and everything. I was like, what happened?
Oh, fuck. Nice. Good one, Jeff.
Yeah, well, I felt well-rested in the morning, though.
And then you got laid, and then you were tired all day.
Yeah.
See how that works?
Yeah, I don't, I mean... Morning sex is cool, but, like, only if you have the day off, in my opinion.
Yeah, I'm too old for that shit, too.
Right? Like, dude.
Panties.
Yeah, you had to go to
work. Dude, like, what do you want to do when you're done? You want to go sleep.
I don't know. I work hard all day. I don't know. I don't know what you guys do.
I work hard.
I run around all day in the heat.
I don't have to run around.
Yell at people.
I just sit in an office. So.
Yeah, I don't get
Chris.
That.
We're performing like physical labor here. It's tough. I get tired. I need someone with my feet.
Oh, poor Jim.
Somebody should rub my feet.
It's tough.
And that tiny little mustache, somebody should rub that too.
Oh, yeah.
All right, we'll be back next week.
Maybe.
Forza Horizon 2 is out. There's probably some other shit.
Sherlock Holmes is out next week.
Sherlock Holmes.
Oh, I got my first loot crate this week.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's pretty neat.
I was not as impressed with this month's loot crate.
Oh, you get that thing too?
Yeah, my friend got it for me for Christmas. And then I was like, ah, that's pretty cool. I get like a dorky t-shirt every once in a while, and
yeah,
some toys I can put on my desk at work, and
yeah,
but
it's kind of neat. This time wasn't the best, and this was my very first one, so you know, not a huge good first impression, but it's pretty cool.
I mean, it was all right. I was kind of excited because they were like, oh, it's gonna be Star Wars, and like, and I guess there was some Star Wars stuff in there.
I'm not gonna lie. I saw Galactic as the theme, and I'm like, you know what? Maybe it's gonna be Destiny. So that was one of the reasons I like, you know, bit down and did it, because I've been wanting to do this since like forever now. And but oh well, it was pretty cool. I'm gonna keep getting them. It's like $20.
Yeah, you get some stuff in them. I got a cool Groot figure a couple months ago.
Oh, nice! Kids would have loved that. They wanted my aliens figure. And I got one of the aliens.
Did you get an actual alien or? Did
yeah,
you
I got an
else?
Actual alien.
Yeah, that's what I got too.
And they kept trying to open it. I'm like, no, don't open it.
The thing looks cheap. Leave it in the box.
God, I don't want you to break it.
Rip his arm off.
Yeah. Kids are hard on those things, man. We got Pop Rocks. That was awesome. Yeah, Pop Rocks. Yeah, $20 Pop Rocks.
My daughter ate the Pop Rocks. And then you got like a stack of fake Firefly money. Like, why?
That was retarded.
Why do I have this? Last I checked, I'm not like some sort of intergalactic person. So this currency is absolutely useless.
October should be like some spooky, though, I would think. Like something.
Yeah. Last year, what really sold me on it was last year they had a zombie Ewoks on their t-shirt.
Nice.
And it was awesome.
Nice.
So.
Nice.
All right.
All right.
Well, Jeff, say goodnight.
Good night, Daddy.